Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where we coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything you need to build your cleaning company. If that's you and you're committed to growing, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to have the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show or if you've got some feedback for us, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a call, 480-648-5149. You can apply to be on the show or just give us a shout out. That said, today we are chatting with my new best friend, Emmanuel Gonzalez from Duval Commercial Cleaning. Duval serves the Jacksonville, Florida area with commercial cleaning. No website yet, but he is in the Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group. So if you want to reach out to him, that's where you can do it. Emmanuel, welcome and say hello to Cleaning Nation.
What's up, cleaning family?
So glad to have you, brother. We were chatting before the show started, and you made a bold claim. The first time I think I've heard a guest claim this, that you've listened to 100% of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast.
Every single one. I got my podcast as proof.
So the real question is, are you going to be super like that guy and go back and listen to your own podcast that you already did? Or are you going to be like, oh no, I was the guest. I don't need to do that.
Oh no, everyone's going to know about this. So I'm definitely going to listen to it again.
That gives me an idea. We need to do a deal where we like have a casting call and get like Grow My Cleaning Company trivia, and everyone that thinks they know the best answers, like a newlywed game, like someone asks a question and I'll write down my secret answer, everybody guesses what it's going to be, and then we'll like see how it works.
That'd be awesome.
I'm gonna talk to Natalie. We'll have to put that together for like our 100th episode or so. We'll do something ridiculous like that and have some fun. All right, well, cool. So glad to have somebody that knows so much. Jokingly, I was like, well, crap, if you listen to all the episodes, I'm just going to let you talk and I'll take a nap and, you know, maybe have a Coke or something. So tell us a little bit about you, man. What stage are you in? What drew you to the cleaning business? Where are you at? What's shaking?
All right. Well, you know, me and my buddy, we're looking for ideas of how we're going to make a little bit extra money on, you know, on our regular incomes that we have. And he actually got a part-time job at night cleaning. And after a while, that kind of fell through. But, you know, I kind of want to take off with it. And, hey, maybe we could work something out and start our own, you know, cleaning business. And that was about 4 or 5 months ago. And, man, all I've been doing is research. And, you know, we've been taking it real slow, you know, putting a little bit of money here and there. And this week, we should be getting our website going. So, yeah, we've been taking it real slow.
Okay. Why so slow?
I just want to make sure I got everything, you know, right when I start. I don't have to go back and try to fix stuff. You know, once you get to a certain point, it sucks having to go all the way back and, you know, correct issues from when you started.
Well, good. Let me bust that bubble for you. Make your life easy. I can promise you it will. I mean, certainly without being arrogant, if you've listened to every episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, you're better off than 99.99% of the people that are already in business. And it's never going to be perfect, right? You don't want to start as a total mess and have to go back and fix a bunch of stuff. But I promise you, business is just a mess and messy sometimes. So it's never going to be perfect. My first and foremost encouragement would be to jump in. Let's get you an account and let's start making some mistakes. That's the way to do it. Fail faster, my friend.
I hear you.
All right. That said, so are you right now at a place where you have zero accounts? You're like brand new?
I got nobody.
All right, perfect. Well, let's fix that, man. What's shaking? How can I help you today?
You know, like I said, I listen to a lot of your podcasts, so I've already heard all the advertisement and all that stuff. I'm thinking about how to make contracts. What should I have in a contract? Should it be specific to that customer, or should it be like a broad contract for everyone? I'm not sure what it should entail.
Okay. And I'm going to take your word that I haven't done an episode on contracts yet, because I can't forget what I have and have not said. But that's a solid one. It's not not sexy, but it's certainly something that needs to be covered. That needs to be covered. And certainly before you get your first account, you're going to want to have a contract. So that is one of the things that you're going to want to get taken care of. So first and foremost, yeah, I always have, and you're going to want to have a boilerplate contract where you fill in certain pieces. So it's a hybrid of what you said. It's not like you've got the same exact contract for everybody and they just sign it. Although it's a lot closer to that than the other option, which is you create a new contract every time. You're going to have a contract that's boilerplate, that's 85% probably exactly the same. And you're just going to fill in details like their name and how much they pay and the services that you're going to provide specifically. Other than that, everything else is pretty much going to be the same. So that's the quick answer, but I've never been quick-winded, so let's go a little deeper. first, let me give you a couple of resources of where you'd want to go. Since I have sold my last brick-and-mortar business, I don't currently have a contract I can just, you know, put out for the world. And even if I did, that would be for Arizona, for the kind of business that I was in, blah, 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 blah. So let me kind of give you instead of giving you a fish, let me teach you how to fish. The two resources I would go to, and I know that we've had a specific episode with, I think it was Lisa from the ISSA. That's our kind of trade. That's our big trade organization. That would be a good resource. If you're a member, I can almost guarantee you they've got at least one, maybe a couple samples for you. So that would be the first resource I'd use. The second resource, I'm always talking to my clients about, have a relationship with your vendor, the person that you buy supplies from. Don't go to Costco or try and make your own in your basement or have six different vendors. Don't do any of that crap. Find one company that you know and like and trust, and more importantly, knows and likes and trusts you. So when you need help, or you know, someone's like, oh, I've got a good, you know, I'm looking for a good place to work, or there's an extra contract going around that, you know, wants a cleaner, that you're the first and foremost in mind. So find before you get started, find a vendor. Just say, hey, I'm looking for someone I'm going to buy all my stuff from. They are actually pretty smart, right? And when you are successful, you're going to buy more supplies. So they want you to be successful. So that would probably be a second place you could find, like, hey, do you know where I could get a good contract, or what do you think? So that's where I'd go to get templates if you're looking for that. You can also try hitting up Cleaning Nation, the Facebook group. I don't know how much people are going to share, but again, you're going to have to change yours based on the state that you're in and the services you provide. So that's the first part. Second part, let me give you some concepts. So that's kind of hard data in terms of where I'd go, but let's talk a little concepts of what a contract should be and how you should use it, irrespective of what state you're in or what services you provide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, do as little legal ease as possible. People get like, oh, it's got to be big and fancy and sound important, have a bunch of therefores and the aforementioned parties, and don't do that. Have it written in fifth grade language to the best of your ability, right? Obviously, I'm not a lawyer. I don't get paid to write contracts. Have your lawyer look at it. And there's a certain amount of legalese crap that you might have to have, but keep that to a bare ass minimum. You don't want few words, right? You actually want to use your contract as a sales tool. We had in my with the car dealership, we couldn't do much with it because there's so many rules associated with it. But when I had my construction company, we would put stuff in there like, we'll give you a free hug at this payment is due, and we put all sorts of cool stuff, like just being ridiculous, because contracts scare people, right? They don't like it, and they're like, either, oh, I gotta have my lawyer. All they do is break deals down. And the cool thing is with providing janitorial services, what are you gonna sue them? Like, you clean their place and they give you money. There's not a lot of, you know, it's not like we're splitting the atom here or doing brain surgery. There's a lot of, like, you know, we're buying a house. You're just cleaning up. It's not a big deal. So keep it as simple as possible, and try and use it as a fun thing. Like, I use that. I think a contract's a really good opportunity to express your core values and kind of share what you're about. Does that make sense, or am I talking crazy?
No, that makes a ton of sense.
Okay. So short and sweet, no legal ease, lots of core values in there. Have some fun with it, and you can. And then the other thing is, make sure it's part of a solid bid package. So many people kind of cheap out or don't know how to do a bid package, and it's, you know, they'll take a napkin and a Sharpie and be like, you know, $800, you know, pay up. That's not what you want. You want to really make sure that you've got, and if you've listened to some of the shows, we talk about how you want to have a lead magnet, you want to have a free information product, like 7 things you must know before hiring a cleaning service or commercial or a consumer's guide to getting a carpet cleaner. And in that, you're going to want to have things like, do they have insurance? Do they have photo ID? Do they have uniforms? Do they drug test? Do they background check? These are the kind of things that you're going to want to educate your customers on doing before they hire somebody. So in your bid packet, you're going to have all this stuff for them. You're going to say, here's the name and number of the person that does our background checks. Here's a copy of our insurance binder. Here's the photo IDs that we use and can expect to use. Here's the picture of our whole team in uniform. If you see someone not in this uniform, don't have them. Here's our guarantee, because if you're not happy with the service, we're not going to charge you. So you want a whole package, a whole and here's our contract that lines out exactly what we do and how awesome we are and how we're going to solve your pain. So the contract's really the smallest piece of it. You want to make sure that's part of a really big, strong bid package. Does that, I know I'm just downloaded tons of information, but you got me off on something I'm fired up about. So any thoughts so far?
Yeah, you know, you're definitely a genius.
Man, I'm going to get you to talk to my wife. She vehemently disagrees. Okay, so yeah, that would be my big thing, is keep it short and sweet. Have an attorney look at it, but don't let him make you a 9-page contract and charge a bunch of money. Utilize the ISSA, utilize your janitorial supply company. Use it as a sales tool. See it as a sales tool. The only things that really have to be covered are payment terms and exactly what services you're going to provide. And then the big part, the most important part, is have it as part of a big bid package that really is comprehensive, and it's really a sales tool, not a contract. I shouldn't say not a contract, but it's a sales tool first, because think about it. You know, if a guy stiffs you for the money, what are you going to go sue him? And the judge is going to go, well, let me look through the contract. I mean, you're probably never going to use it. So just keep it simple, man.
Okay.
All right, cool. That's shockingly enough, that's all I have to say about that. So any questions or comments or thoughts before we hit the lightning round, my friend?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, when you were, when you put the payments that in the contract, is there a normal way that, like in commercial side, I know residential, they bill them weekly, but in commercial, do you go by what their needs are, or is there like almost all businesses do it like once a month or just one big check, or how do they, is it really based on what the business wants?
I do things my way, so I do it based on what I need. But luckily, it is standard. Monthly billing is pretty much the industry standard. No one's going to pay per service or per, I mean, monthly is pretty much it. But that does bring up a little tweak. A lot of people jerk you around with, oh, we'll pay at the end of the month or whatever. I am a firm, and you don't have any customers to go back in. So when I present, I just say, in part of the bid is we bill on the 20th. For the upcoming month. So for February, I'm going to bill you January 20th, and that payment is due February 1st. And if I don't have it by February 3rd, we don't clean. Some people aren't going to like that. But trust me, I've done enough trying to collect bad bills. And what happens is you'll bill them, and then they say they're going to pay, and then they don't. And then you're like, well, shoot, now if I quit going, then I'll never get my money. But if I keep going, I have to keep, my bill keeps getting bigger, and I'm afraid. And it's a really crappy position. And you're a beggar. You got to be begging for money that's yours. And then you got to employ people to go shake these guys down. It's a whole hassle. So for me, I just say, that's how we do billing. That's part of our service. We make it easy. I try and set them up on auto debit. My buddy Mike Coy did a podcast with us, and we talk about this whole process. So go listen to that for a whole discussion on cash flow and how to bill. But the short answer to your question is, yeah, you bill once a month, and I always bill in advance. So you pay today for next month's service, not I do the service today and then beg for my money tomorrow.
Makes sense.
Okay, cool. Any other thoughts or questions before we hit the lightning round?
No, that'll be it.
All right. Well, I am dying to hear your answers, because you're kind of unique in that you're just starting. So I have high hopes of a fresh perspective from you, my friend. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
It would probably have to be from one of your other podcasts. Either be a business owner or be a cleaner.
I love it. My man, Emmanuel, is choosing business owner, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Good, because I will throw you off this podcast, man. All right, question number two, and this is, I'm dying to see how you answer this. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business, even though you're right at the front end?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. Biggest mistake I've made is, I've been kind of lazy sometimes. That's the real secret to why it's taken me so long. Sometimes I get a little lazy on it, because I got my regular life, work and stuff, and the wife and the dogs. So I've been a little lazy sometimes.
Well, and that's a tough one, man. The cleaning business is not tolerant of lack of hard work. So I appreciate you pointing that one out, and let's definitely work on that one. Question number three, what's one idea, and this could be personally or professionally, just anything you've ran across in your life on this earth that Cleaning Nation could put into practice today before their head hits the pillow to improve their life or their business?
I've seen a lot on the Facebook page. Some people ask a question that really, if they take a step back and maybe look at it in somebody else's shoes, they'd be able to answer it a lot simpler than they would if, as in their own shoes. So just take a step back and look at it from different angles.
All right, give me an example of that, because I think you got a good point, but I don't have it yet. So give me an example of what you're talking about.
Okay, I hate to use an example because it was actually right on Facebook, I think like yesterday. But, I guess a cleaning lady, she had two maids that were, cleaners that were real good friends. And one was good and one was bad. And she's like, I don't want to get rid of the bad one because then the good one's going to go. And, I personally would have got rid of the bad one. If the other one goes, she goes. And then you just get two more cleaners who are both good at doing their job instead of having, one for two.
All right. And I actually saw that post, and I didn't want to get in the middle of a crap storm. So I just let it go. But I would, if I was pushed for an answer, I'd probably land about where you're at, my friend. All right. That's awesome, man. Thank you so much for joining us. I love that you're here early on. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. When you want to check out Emmanuel's show notes page and get everything you need to discover to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.